Yeah, okay. Yep.
We were just kind of wondering how you felt when you woke up this morning. How you feel?
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, tired. Obviously, it's been a long time since I played, so a little sore, a little tired, but felt good.
How do you think the next few days are going to go for you? I mean, your coach had talked a lot about adrenaline, perhaps in that first game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're going to have to kind of build yourself back up now? Or?
Yeah, I think that's normal. I mean, first game, like you said, you're running on adrenaline, and there are things that as the games go on, I'm going to have to improve and get better, but it's only going to happen if you're playing. So just have to make sure that I'm aware of what that is and work hard at adjusting as soon as I can.
So can you explain a little bit of the puck situation that happened at the end of the night last night? Were you looking to get that puck for you or for Flower?
Yeah, for Flower. I mean, we always do that. We always get the shot at you in the puck, so it wasn't a big deal. I mean, that happens sometimes where the other team wants to get it for other reasons too. So pretty common thing, and I think both of them ended up picking one, so that's all that matters.
You talked about being sore and tired, but no effects concussion-wise when you woke up this morning?
No.
That.
No, I mean, tired. That was it, yeah.
So how will you monitor that going forward? Will you go check in with your team occasionally just to make sure, even if you're feeling fine, will you do anything, intermittently going forward? Is it going to be, unless you have symptoms, you're not going to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be in touch with our training staff, and I'm sure you see the doctor in the game anyway, so when they're here. So I think that's that's something I'm sure that we'll keep in touch. But unless there's something I really need to go to and for, I don't see it being a constant thing.
When you've been away from the game as long as you have, I just kind of wonder what fuels you now. Is it the same thing that it always was? Is it still winning? Is it still trying to prove that you can be, as dominant a player as you've been in the past? Or is it different this time?
Yeah, I think it's always different things. I mean, every year I think there's always, you look for ways to be motivated. Sometimes they just kind of happen. And, for me, after going through this, obviously I want to get back to where I was last season. Winning is always, the constant factor, constant motivating factor, but individually when you're setting goals, I think that's a goal I want to get back to where I was, and I know that's going to take time, but at the end of the day, you're always working hard to win.
Was asked after the game last night about the scoring title. Here we are, it's your first game, you rack up 4 points, and he said, well, he's like, pretty good pace, and everybody's already asking Phil Kessel, I know, today in Toronto about the fact that you're back. You kind of shake your head at that, you laugh a little bit at that.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. It'd be great, but I don't think that's possible, so not even something on my radar, to be honest with you.
Your dad's in town right now. Did you get a chance to share the moment with him last night, and what did that mean to you if you were?
Yeah, it was nice to have him here. My mom and sister watched from home, and they were a big part of the whole process and the support around me. I think they saw it pretty close up on a day-to-day basis, so I was really happy that they were able to be a part of that. And, I was thinking a lot about them throughout the day and having a chance to come back, so it was really nice that my dad was able to be there.
You had the hockey world twittering like crazy.
Who were you most pleased with last night in terms of, fans were excited about the goals, mm-hmm. but you, when you went home and thought about it, what were you most pleased with?
Just playing hockey again. I mean, that was, there's just something about a game day. It's different, when it's a game day, the preparation and the anticipation for a game and all the stuff that comes with it. I mean, I don't think there's one thing, but I would say just all those things combined were really fun to be a part of again. And to win and have it go that way was great, but just all that stuff combined.
Did you get your phone? Did it blow up last night? The Twitter world was, lots of players were tweeting about, did you have a ton of messages last night?
Yeah, I mean, it was it was pretty amazing. And I, after the game, I really didn't expect that. A lot of guys throughout the league, you know, text me, and this really means a lot. So I was kind of surprised, kind of caught off guard by that. But no, there was a ton of support, and certainly appreciate it.
Was there one that really stood out? Is there anything that you surprised you even more?
No, nothing in particular. I think I think it was just more the amount. That was surprising for me.
Doesn't Whitney usually have the words to fit the occasion?
Yeah, he's funny, and I know a lot of guys follow him. I don't have Twitter or anything, but I know a lot of guys follow him for some good laughs, and he provided that here.
You said, does this have a chance to be the strongest team here that you've had?
I mean, we have a lot of depth. That's one thing. I think it's just pretty apparent, so that's a big part of winning. And but you know what, I think we've got to continue to improve and make sure we prove that. But there's an opportunity there, but I think there's a lot of other teams that have that same opportunity. So we'll see how things go. But I think on paper, yes, we have a great team, but it's a matter of going out there and proving it.
Thanks, guys. Sorry,
let's do one more and we'll finish. Sorry.
When you were during the game or throughout the day yesterday, were you thinking about hockey was almost taken away from you at any point?
No, I mean, I was just trying to enjoy the moment and enjoy being back. I wasn't thinking about anything in the past, just trying to make sure that, make the most of, the chance to get out there and play again. So I think more than anything, that was
because you had mentioned training, that's why I asked, and what they kind of went through with you.
Yeah, I think anytime you go through something like that, you think about the people that have helped you and have been there for you, and they're a big part of it. So being my first game back, and there's a long list of people and teammates, the team, everyone, but I try to go up there and make the most out of it.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, guys.